literature.
If all the problems will be solved with the communities of light, from what you're saying, then does that mean that really and truly ego is the only problem that there is?
Well, when I say all the problems will be solved, probably all the problems related to ego and self-centeredness will be solved. There's going to be real problems. There's always real problems. I mean, the microphone is not working. It's a problem. You have to get it going. If you know, if you have to gather the crops and store them, that is the problem. You have to go and work together and get the crop and put them in the barn and all that. So there are real problems that we have to work with. But there's not a problem on there that is related to the ego problem. It is not a real problem, but because of the ego-centeredness of humanity, many problems are created, which is really 99% probably of the human problems are not real problems. Okay? They are ego-centric problems. And if we get rid of that part of the ego, so we are going to solve 99% of our problem on earth, and we will not have those problems left. But the question of is ego is the only problem? Yes. That is the only problem on earth. If we can train our ego not to interfere with human existence, then we will see all those 99% of the problem vanishing by itself. Okay. It doesn't need to be there. And of course, there's a lot of confusion there. A lot of people, as I said, one of them think, they have the last prophet. Okay? Jews think they are the chosen people. Christians think, no, we are the only way. Hindus say, no, you don't need that. You just have to go to God. The goal of love is like a drop to fall into the ocean. And they don't want to accept anybody else's idea or opinion. There are also economical and geopolitical struggles and problems that is creating a lot of, and that is also based on the egocentric and power trips and all that. So when ego goes, all those things are going to vanish, and because humanity is one humanity, one earth, one God. And do you think if they don't do it, God's going to sit there and do nothing? That is the goal, his goal, to build his kingdom on earth. So this is going. This movement is moving, and God is behind it. And who is going to stay in front of it? What's going to happen to him? If not, as I was telling somebody, 20 years ago, that this mission is like a tank. It's a very heavy mission. It's very hard to move it. But then it's not moving, it's very hard to stop it. Because it's heavy, it's gonna move. It's gonna move very strongly. So humanity has no choice. I know I give you guys choice. Tell me if you have a choice to stay in the mission or not. But really, nobody has a choice. Okay. That is the decision. The decision is made. Okay. God is not a democrat. He is a dictator. That is the way we go. Just like in the mechanic, dictator can be three kinds too. Okay, it can be from ignorance, passion, or knowledge. Okay. If a mechanic knows how your engine works, and you go to him or her and say, okay, this is my car, he's not going to discuss it with you. What do you think? Should you put this cylinder this side or that side? And he says, cylinder goes this side, that's it. And usually you say, yes, sir, you're correct, because that's where the cylinder goes. That's what, because God knows us. God created the universe, God created us. Now he says there's only one side. And he says that is the way, that's the way to go. Even coming to flood, there is democracy. Okay. People choose who is the head of the community. Okay. Because you don't have the coming of flood yet, you are the facilitating body. Actually, as we explained in time, you are facilitating the creation of the coming of flood. So the whole idea in the coming of flood eventually is going to be, there is not there. The children are going to be grown up seeing people share. They know that is the way it is. Okay. It is not something that, I can't share, it's mine. How can I have more? I have to have more because I'm going to get old. I don't know how to take care of myself. I have to have a lot of accounts and money and in IRA and stocks and here and there so I can get the interest so I can live well. This is fear. That is not life. Okay. It comes up and you are not that way. You know the company is going to take care of you when you're old. Okay? You don't care about IRA or the stocks or money for your old age. And when you are young, you know you've been nurtured, loved, and you see people are sharing. You learn to share with your friends. So you can see that again comes up life for all those fear that has been created in the society. Okay? And those fears destroy man. Make them in a mortal center. I have to have more for myself. How can I be? Who is going to take care of me? I have to have money to pay for the nursing home. Here and there. Because like that, you don't have those fears. You know you will be taken care of in a new home. So, we have to receive the depths of what we're talking about. How this will solve the problem and how humanity is way off, okay, of the reality of God and the way He has created the society for us. So the kingdom of heaven on earth is the answer to all the problems, and the kingdom of heaven on earth is based on the promise of life. And the promise of love is based on the eternal divine plan.
Maitreya, my friend Nate.